The Third Angel. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. This is indeed an awfully solemn message. And if it applies to the present time, it is certainly of the highest importance that its import be earnestly sought for and understood. Mark well the language. And the third angel followed them. If, as we have shown, the messages of the first and second angels have been given within a few years past, it is certain that the message of this angel that followed them is addressed to us also. Such a warning implies great danger. And shall we, who are in danger of the worship of the beast and his image, and of drinking the unmingled cup of the wrath of Almighty God, slumber on, and neglect to examine this all-important message? God forbid. With the aid of the Holy Spirit, we will investigate this subject, and seek to understand the duties it so solemnly enforces. The following is from a work entitled Facts on Romanism, page 112, published by J. V. Himes. But the 14th chapter of Revelation presents an astounding cry, yet to be made as a warning to mankind in that hour of strong temptation. Revelation 14:9-11. A denunciation of wrath so dreadful cannot be found in the book of God beside this. Does it not imply a strong temptation to require so terrific an admonition? In examining this message, we will notice the particulars contained in it as follows. 1. The beast. 2. The image. 3. The mark. 4. The worship of the beast and image. 5. The wrath of God. 6. The torment in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. 7. The patience of the saints, 8, the commandments of God, and 9, the faith of Jesus.